Thank you, Madam Speaker. AB 6161 is my skip the slip bill. The skip the slip bill requires on January 1, 2020, that businesses provide paper receipts upon request. Also, by January 1st, 2024, it allows customers to choose between three options, asking for no receipt, an e-receipt, or a paper receipt. In addition, we added significantly more exemptions to assist small businesses so that small businesses that gross under $2 million a year will be exempt from our legislation. In addition, we also added amendments and appropriations that businesses that use BPA/BPS-free paper and also do not include non-essential information, meaning information that's not pertinent to the receipt, would also be exempt. Also, healthcare providers are also exempt. The reason we're doing the bill is we have a problem that every single piece, almost every single piece of receipt that we have is actually laced with BPA or BPS, which, as many of us know, is a very toxic chemical. In fact, we went to the extraordinary limit to actually make sure that baby bottles and bottles that we drink water out of don't have BPA. Yet every day we are exposing ourselves to this kind of chemical by touching the receipts that we're getting when we're just buying everyday products. In addition, to make these receipts, nationally, we are using approximately 3 million trees and 9 billion gallons of water. We're at a stage now where these receipts are difficult to recycle because they are very small and it's hard for many of the machines to catch. Also, in addition, they don't compost. So in San Francisco, where we have compost, I was actually shocked to learn because of this chemical, when I was putting it into my compost bin, it actually was polluting our compost. So again, by just making this a much more of a ask for the paper receipt rather than make sure that everybody gets it, we think we can save a lot of paper, reduce a lot of waste, and also help stop exposure to some very dangerous chemicals. With that, I respectfully ask for your vote on AB 161.